Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Friday of the fourth week of Easter, and from Jamaica we hear from Father Clifton Harris, a pastor in Kingston, with a preaching called Everything's Gonna Be All Right.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You have faith in God, have faith also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If there were not, I would have told you that I'm going to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back again and take you to myself, so that where I am, you also may be. Where I'm going, you know the way." Thomas said to him, "Master, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Gospel of the Lord. Pastor, I feel like nothing now go on for me. Nothing is happening in my life these days. These were the chilling words of a teenage mother to me, a young lady who I've been journeying with for quite some time. And she's in a state in which just not much is happening for her. My response to her was to play the Bob Marley tune. "No woman no cry. No woman no cry. No woman no cry. Little darling, don't shed no tears. No woman no cry." Then I allowed her to listen to another Bob Marley, "Three Little Birds. Don't worry about a thing, 'cause every little thing gonna be all right." The truth is, we sometimes find ourselves in these bleak situations. Situations in which we despair, we want to give up. Perhaps we face job termination, a market foreclosure, a broken marriage, even terminal disease, or an iffy diagnosis. It is then that we wonder if we'll be all right. Well, yes, everything will be all right. Jesus tells us, just as he assures Thomas, do not fret, not to fret, not to worry. He, Jesus, will return to assist us, for he has established us in his Father's family. We hear in today's gospel, a portion of Jesus' farewell speech. Yes, we have reason not to shrink. We have reason not to give up, but to be confident even in the midst of a crisis. You see, Jesus sublimely reveals this trust on the cross. In John's crucifixion, the gospel from which we are reading, Jesus does not suffer, but he reigns when he is crucified. He predicted, he has drawn the whole world, his friends, his disciples, we, his foes, even the Roman governor to the scene. Jesus completes his work on earth by forming the church, his family of sisters and brothers. When he entrusted his mother to his disciple, his beloved disciple, and him to her, and he dies only when he is ready, after everything has been accomplished. So, believing in Jesus, we can face our trials with the same surety of spirit. We can take to heart Jesus' opening statement, "Let your hearts not be troubled. No woman no cry. Everything will be all right." Yes. In this farewell speech of Jesus, Jesus is sharing with us, or giving us a hope to go on. For me, it reminds me that, yes, though I go through my struggles in life, I need not be afraid. The symbol I constantly reminded of during this time is that Easter Vigil night, as a Paschal candle is being carried into a darkened church reminds me that as we journey as pilgrims in this darkened world, a world of confusion, a flicker of light, Jesus is that light. He's the light of the world, still guiding us, even in the midst of our troubles. So we need not give up. We need not lose hope. We can forge ahead, knowing that he's there with us. So yes, it is difficult to find comfort in the Lord, particularly during tough times when our prayers seem unanswered and we resist allowing him to approach us with his kindness, with his nearness and gentleness. What do we do? We should persevere in hoping for God's comfort. He's here with us. He's with us, journeying with us. And of course, we heard in today's gospel, his promise to return to take us to be with him forever. Just as a spouse return with their partner when separated by distance, John reminds us in this gospel that the way to experience God's consolation is through faith, trust, and surrender to his help, to his love. Though it is difficult to accept God's comfort in times of struggle, we are called to remain hopeful. Let us not lose hope, but continue. So, during this Paschal season, may we open our hearts to God's tender consolation, trusting that he's always with us, guiding us through every trials with his love. Again, no woman to cry. No woman to cry. Little darling, don't shed no tears. No woman to cry. Don't worry about a thing. Everything gonna be all right.